This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Pakistan International Airlines, or PIA, on Thursday suspended flights to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, over what the state-run carrier alleged was heavy-handed interference by the neighboring country's ruling Taliban. The suspension came on the same day a Taliban Transport Ministry statement warned it will stop PIA flight operations between Islamabad and the Afghan capital unless the airline reduces ticket prices to the levels that existed before mid-August when the Islamist group took control of the country. The statement also ordered Afghan Airlines Cam Air to reduce airfares on the Kabul-Islamabad route to previous levels or face a halt to their flight operations. PIA spokesman told VOA on Thursday that the decision was taken due to inappropriate behavior by the local administration, meaning the Taliban administration, and inadequate conditions for flight operations. PIA officials have complained that their staff in Kabul have faced last-minute changes in regulations and flight permissions and what they call highly intimidating behavior from Taliban commanders. They alleged the airline's country representative had been held at gunpoint for hours at one point and was freed only after the Pakistan embassy intervened. Taliban officials have not yet commented on the allegations leveled by PIA. The White House announced Thursday U.S. President Joe Biden, America's second Catholic president, and his wife Jill will have an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican on October 29th. His Vatican visit will come ahead of his participation in the G20 summit in Rome, October 30th and 31st. John F. Kennedy was the country's first Catholic president. This is VOA.